I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The biggest event today at the South by Southwest Conference didn't involve a band, but it did involve a rock star. Okay, a rock star in the digital world, anyway. South by Southwest is not just a music festival. It's also an interactive venue to discuss the latest in tech. And that's why former NSA contractor Edward Snowden made an appearance today via a video link from Russia. He spoke on a panel about privacy, moderated by the American Civil Liberties Union. And behind him on the screen, an image of the U.S. Constitution. The World's Stephen Davey was there and filled me in on the mood in Austin.
Marco, I have to say, Snowden is just taking over, or rather, he took over all of Austin this morning. So Snowden was simulcast into one of the largest, in fact, the largest conference room, the exhibition hall, which has bleachers and has rows and rows and rows of seats, probably, I'd guess, 1,000 people in that room. And he was also simulcast in two other ballrooms, about half that size, and then in a few breakout rooms. So it was very Snowden this morning in Austin.
Yeah, for at least a couple of thousand people. And age-wise, I know South by Southwest tends to skew pretty young anyway, but I suppose this didn't disappoint in terms of numbers. Pretty young, the crowd?
Yeah, I'd say you're dead on there. It was interesting, you know, when it was announced by the ACLU that Snowden was going to be speaking at South by Southwest, it sort of became the topic that comes up at all the little after parties and the between sessions. And, hey, are you going to Snowden? And I can't believe Snowden's going to speak at this. I wonder if he's going to say anything interesting. It was the whisper in the hallways, you know, Snowden, Snowden.
Right.
You're walking down the hall.
So you've got these two people from the ACLU on stage doing the interview with Snowden on this video link. What about the people in the room? I mean, do you think they viewed Snowden more as a criminal or as a rock star?
I have to say, Marco, definitely a rock star. There were several moments in the talk when people would get into applause and, you know, there was even cheers at some point. And certainly it plays to Snowden's hand that these are his type of people, the hackers, the groups of people doing net neutrality advocacy. You know, these are all like-minded individuals.
So toward the end, to just give a little illustration of what you're talking about, Snowden was asked if he would do it again, and he answered yes and then added this.
I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, and I saw that the Constitution was violated on massive scale. The interpretation of the Fourth Amendment had been changed in...
Right, so the Constitution was violated on a massive scale, says Snowden, and lots of applause. Were there any dissenting voices in the crowd, Stephen?
It's hard to say. You know, in a crowd that large, I'm sure some people were looking at it with a very critical eye at what Snowden was saying. But, you know, the ACLU is advocating on behalf of Snowden. And I'd say, you know, definitely the crowd that would support the type of things that Snowden is advocating with stronger encryption technologies, a stronger look at privacy, and the stronger look at oversight, the things that he was saying that there needs to be oversight, that the public should have some kind of say, and what the NSA are, what they're doing with the mass collection of surveillance and metadata.
For you, what was the most kind of surprising exchange or a bit of information that you got out of the session with Edward Snowden?
Well, I have to say Edward had some very strong rhetoric, and you know, he's in a crowd of people that are very concerned about the future of the Internet and the way that the Internet is going and that it's turning into a siloed universe. And the net neutrality crowd is very concerned that, you know, it's just a blip in time and that the big Internet service providers are closing in and working too closely with the NSA. And so he's having a very interesting point of view and even went on to say that essentially, you know, this is what he's suggesting, that the NSA is setting fire to the future of the Internet. And, of course, that plays well in the crowd of people building the technologies for a free and interesting and exciting and vibrant Internet. They're very concerned about that.
The World's Stephen Davey speaking with us from Austin, Texas, where he attended the session this morning with Edward Snowden on a video link from Russia. Stephen, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.